the depths of the surface. It's unexpected. It usually is when you're rejected. Or you take a hit. Suddenly everything's thrown in a spin. No time to grow a thicker skin. What kind of situation am I in now?
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 170. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Lanka. The name of that song is called Roll With The Punches. And you can find that on her album entitled 2, which came out April 19th on Epic Records. She is an Australian transplanted to Los Angeles. Just wrapped up a bit of a tour. And recently some national TV, I don't know if it was Letterman or what, but I remember seeing her somewhere. Jimmy Kimmel, I think, actually. And you can find that online, of course, if you're interested. But if you're going to go online, hunt for her, hunt for the video for that song. It is wonderful and probably takes advantage of her BFA in sculpting that she received from some university in Sydney. Anyway, enough on the pop princesses there. Let's go to Art Brut. This is a song called Clever, Clever Jazz.
Sound like it's planned. Clever, clever jazz man. while you're nervous. You can say amateur hour, but you'd be wrong. You play for 9 minutes, you've got two songs. Best that we can. Stop showing. Play what you know.
my sweater and my shirt. When I looked at Michael, he heard I need to be alone. When he turned his head, I seen corrected need to be at home. Took me all this time to get where I said I would never be. And I hope it's not even out there. I hope eventually you'll see what you've been turning me into. It's all for you. Feels like 37 years and I am nothing but a bank. If we could build our credit score incredible, I'll surely say. Of talking to a wall, but I could talk to someone else. It's got 7 days without a word, and you're with someone somewhere else.
Manchester Orchestra with the song Pensacola. That is on the band's album Simple Math, which comes out May 10th on Favorite Gentleman / Columbia Records. Another foray into major label music there. Strange for me, but two in one show. Maybe there's more. Let's see. That band will be in Kansas City on May 2nd with Ann Horse opening. I'm looking forward to that show. Before that was Figurines with the song Lucky to Love off of their new album. A self-titled album came out April 12th on The Control Group. Band from Denmark there that was known very much for aping the Pacific Northwest sound. This album is a bit of a return to form for them, and there are a couple of good songs on there, but nothing that really makes me go, oh yeah. And started the set off there with Art Brut. We played a song called Clever Clever Jazz, which is a clever, clever song. That is on the band's new album, Brilliant Tragic, which comes out May 23rd on Downtown Records. The band went into the studio with Frank Black of the Pixies, and according to Eddie Argos, the lead singer of Art Brut, he learned how to sing, and he does sing on a couple of songs on the album instead of his normal sort of a shouted delivery. I wouldn't say he learned how to do it, though. He just does it. Kind of a disappointing album, but the more times you listen to it, the more you'll find the things that you really enjoy in it. So call that one a grower. It's not going to grab you the way the first one did. I don't think anything will. That was really just such a statement. But this album will grow on you, so give it a chance. I guess let's talk about how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully I make good choices and make a good podcast, and you come back listening week by week. If you're a regular listener, you're probably tired of hearing that, but if you're not, it bears repeating. Let's see. We are going to dig into something a little more mainstream again. We've got something from the new Paul Simon record. This song is called Rewrite.
I've been working on my rewrite, that's right. I'm gonna change the ending. Gonna throw away my title and toss it in the trash. Every minute after midnight, all the time I'm spending, it's just for working on my rewrite, that's right. And I'm gonna turn it into cash. I've been working at the car wash. I consider it my day job, cause it's really not a paid job, but that's where I am. Everybody says the old guy working at the car wash hasn't got a brain cell left since Vietnam. But I say, help me, help me, help me, help me, thank you. I had no idea that you were there. When I said, help me, help me, help me, help me, won't you thank you for listening to my.
Song is absolutely lovely and probably in the running for my favorite song of the year already. That is Low with the song Try to Sleep from the band's new album Come On, which came out April 12th of this year on Sub Pop Records. Go online, hunt the video down for that song, and you get to see John Stamos lip syncing Alan Sparhawk's parts, which is so lovely. Well, before that was Paul Simon with the song Rewrite. That is on his new album, So Beautiful or So What. Came out April 12th as well. The album is a must-have for everyone who loves Vampire Weekend. Or did that happen the other way around? I'm not quite sure. But it is his best in years, I think. And I really enjoy that song and the song everyone is plugging. I guess the single probably is, I think, called Preparing for Christmas Day or Waiting for Christmas Day or something of that sort. Planning, maybe planning. Anyway, I see my time is up, so I should stop rambling and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 170. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or follow me on Twitter at Sid Much Rock. There's lots of good information out there. Photos from Joy Formable Show, from Parallel Show kind of came up in the last week. Some good stuff there. And let's see, how are we going to end things this week? How about a track from Las Vegas? We're going to play the song called The World Is Yours. It's on the band's new album, Euphoric Heartbreak on Columbia Records. See, told you we might do that again. This came out April 5th and is, if you enjoyed the last album and those big epic songs with sweeping changes, well, this one's big and epic, but it's the same way all the way through. There's just not a lot of variation. So if you like this song, you'll like the album, but just prepare for a lot of that. Well, here we go. Thank you very much for listening. We'll catch up again next week. This is Las Vegas.
My dreams when I dreamt that you were mine. Thrills of love.